The Council for Development of French in Louisiana, CODEFL, has faced many challenges, most notably a line item veto from Governor Bobby Jindal. That cut 40% of CODEFL's budget. The drop in funding produced an online grassroots program, and Carly Viator reports that the love of the French heritage in South Louisiana has found favor among young people.
It is a wonder why French immersion is being put on the back burner when there is still passion and determination from the younger generations of South Louisiana. The lack of funding for programs, like CODEFL, may give the impression that the culture is fading and that the French language could die out. But there are still groups that are dedicated to keeping the language alive.
The people that I know are in play Cajun music and Tautico music. They are younger than I am. And I see people my age are older. So it spans, it brings together a considerable age group.
By attending frequent events, like the Blue Moon's weekly Cajun Jam, cultural enthusiasts like Tony Mouton come together and support their heritage. The intermingling of younger generations and older generations is the way this crowd manages to keep a traditional sound through both the music and the language. These musicians, dancers, scholars, artists, they take it upon themselves to be immersed.
I learned from my grandfather before he passed. I continued to learn on my own, but I took different Cajun music and folklore classes.
With the lack of finances for French education, it's up to young Cajuns, like Kelly Corville, to keep the language alive. He looks for any opportunity to speak French, with both the locals and the tourists that come to experience the culture.
I can always find someone to talk to at any event or festival, or I just come here.
There's a reason why tourists travel across the globe to see the most European state that we have. At this assembly tonight, a traveling Belgium swing band is playing out back, and they're communicating with the crowd only in French. For Louisiana Focus, this is Carly Viator.